time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton. Thanks a lot for tuning in on this rainy Thursday morning. If you're out driving around this morning, be careful. There are still some spots where some water's over the roadway, so watch out for those areas. Got a big show coming up for you a little bit later on this morning. We'll talk with the radio voice of the Lyon County Lions. Aaron Clayton will be with us. Coming up first, though, Lady Tigers soccer assistant coach Derek Fuquel will be with us in the studio. We'll talk to him when we come back. Stay with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
At Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion, Kentucky, you're treated like family because to them, family is everything. Johnson's has the reputation of helping customers with brands you can count on, like GE Appliances. Shop their selection of GE Appliances with premium finishes and features that make household chores easier, giving you time to do what matters. Bring home the long-lasting quality of GE Appliances today. Trust Johnson's for furniture, bedding, and appliances because you're like family, and family is everything. At Trilogy Performance Sports, they believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training. Their staff members are actively enriching the lives of their members and creating a community of like-minded people. And getting you in shape is their number one goal. They have everything you need: knowledge, experience, and equipment. They find out what's important to you and design a customized plan that fits your needs. Learn more at TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
If you're involved in an auto accident, it's your choice where your vehicle is repaired. Some insurance companies refer you to Pro Shops because they give the insurance company discounts. But with those discounts, the insurance company has input on the parts used and might not always use what is best. At Trice-Use Body Shop, they're not partnered with an insurance company, but they give the same lifetime limited warranty to the person who owns the vehicle at the time of repairs. Visit Trice-Use in Princeton for your vehicle repairs.
It's time for another important United Way of the Penny Round campaign, and we're on a mission to ensure it's successful. I'm Chris Young.
And I'm Cody Knopfsinger, and we're channeling our inner Blues Brothers to raise money for our 18 partner agencies.
The local United Way covers a 4-county region and provides financial support to vital organizations.
Whether you give individually or through your employer, every dollar truly counts in 2023. So visit pennyroyalunitedway.org to learn more.
We're on a mission to support the soul of the Penny Round. Will you accept?
Landmark of Catawba is in need of nurses and CNAs. They're paying very competitive wages, more than most facilities. Other benefits include sign-on bonus, daily pay if wanted, attendance bonus, extra shift bonus, and full-time employees are eligible for insurance. If you're interested in working in a home-like environment, taking care of very special people, bring resume or stop in to fill out an application. Landmark of Catawba is a rehabilitation and nursing center located at 1253 Lake Barkley Drive, Catawba, Kentucky.
Hi, this is Allie Coleman with First Southern National Bank, here to share about our new Fab Lanes. We are excited that this new technology allows us to offer quicker transactions, extended hours, and shorter wait times for our customers. You can now access many banking features from the comfort of your car, while a live teller delivers the same high level of exceptional customer service we've offered for the last 40 years. Come experience a new way to bank with us. For more information, visit fsmb.net, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the Sideline Report here at 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks for tuning in this morning. As promised, Lady Tiger soccer assistant coach Derek Fuqua in the studio with us this morning. Derek, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
Yeah, and say assistant coach, but a former head coach, so you know all about the program.
Sure, I've been with the program off and on. Let's see, this is going on this is my sixth year assistant or head coach, so been around it all my life, basically, from growing up, my older brother playing, and then if I wasn't playing, then sister, and been in and out Butler Stadium for, it seemed like, all my life.
Well, and we've got breaking news this morning. You guys have added a game.
Yeah, so it was kind of an unfortunate circumstance. Union County Senior Night was going to be canceled one reason or another, and they put out a mass email across the state, and we answered the call. you know, Coach Miller, and I agree. It's important for seniors to be recognized. If that was our kid or our seniors here at Caldwell, we'd want somebody to be able to or we'd want the time to recognize them. So it's late notice, and it's a little bit of a haul, but hopefully it's gives the what they're wanting out at Union County and being able to celebrate those seniors over there.
Yeah, varsity only, I think, at 6 o'clock tonight. Correct. So a chance for you guys to go get a win and secure a winning season.
Sure, yeah. I mean, we obviously we got the better hand, obviously, the first time. I believe it was 9-0 the first time we visited. And, you know, ultimately this – I mean, on paper and stats-wise, it does look like we would probably be the favorite, so it should be a win. But, however, this wasn't anything to pad stats or pad the record or anything. This is us doing, you know, being available. There's a lot of people that aren't available today, a lot of teams. They're already scheduled games, and it was us to – you never know when you need that. I know when I was head coach in the past, we were scrambling to try to get creative to find ways, and I believe, well, maybe at some point, we had a girls and boys senior night during a boys game only, or maybe it was a girl. One way or the other, there was an issue there. And so we try to play, and at this moment, it was a way that we could extend the olive branch and hopefully get that going.
Well, yeah, and like you say, you never know when you're going to need somebody to do you a favor too. And it seems like I recall one season, and it's been a few years, but it seems like Caldwell and Lyon and Crittenden County all kind of redid their last week's schedules just to give each team a senior night.
I believe I actually may remember that. It was kind of a, like you say, an organized, you know, we'll schedule here and here and here, that way everybody can get it done. So that's, you know, that's good to not only have that relationship with the coaches, but, you know, just having the heart for kids. And that's ultimately why we coach anyway, not only our own that we coach, but also, you know, kids in general, the sport we love, and be able to allow to do that.
Well, Union County had a team pull out on them at the last second, and don't know what happened there, but stuff comes up. So, yeah, good that you guys could go up there and, like I said, getting the win. You guys are 8-7, so a win tonight would guarantee you guys a winning record this year.
Sure, and that's always a good thing. You know, we had a good season last year, you know, as far as the record goes, and then this season we came in. It was interesting because, you know, offensively we're not really missing any players, not very many. There was actually one or two that graduated, but the production, you know, we dropped about 10 goals going into the season, so we're thinking another year with some experience, and then we might be able to match that up. And we got to struggling there, and we knew going into the season that about midway we would start finding our identity. It wouldn't be before that. We had two players that were kind of potentially projected as starters at the beginning of the season, if healthy, and that are now, in the end, being out for the season. So they won't see the varsity field all season. So that kind of threw a kink into it. We were expecting that to kind of change the look of things at some point. We were saying the middle of the season, but now it's looking about the last 2 weeks of season.
Yeah.
So, you know, we missed the mark a little bit on that, but we finally I think we changed we're changing a little bit of our tactics and our personnel rotation. So there's some confidence there, and I think ultimately it brings some excitement to the team.
You know, it feels like we were just out there taking pictures of you guys getting ready for the season. So what happened between now and then? Because, you know, district tournament time is next week.
Right, yeah. And so being, you know, obviously I feel this as a coach every year, whether it's an assistant or a head coach. July 15th hits, and you're like, man, I feel tired, you know, because you're like, there's a whole lot going on. But as you just bring that up, it really does feel like just the other day, hey, we were starting off with, you know, picture day, you know, the beginning of August or something. But, yeah, so I feel that on a regular basis, just the wear, and I'm sure most coaches do once season gets going. And to look back and, you know, we talked briefly, you know, I believe it's 15 games, 16 games we're setting at right now. So, you know, not as many as what we've had in the past, but that we have – I can't put my finger on it, but it has seemed like it is one after another after another. You know, there's been a couple weeks of three games. There's been some movement in our scheduling. But yeah, we have searched for who we are. We have delayed on finding that answer out, and I think now we're started discovering some things of who we are, what our strengths are, and ultimately to our team and hopefully to the fans that come, the parents and friends that come out and watch, there's a little bit of excitement on the offensive end and also on the defensive end.
Well, you guys go into district tournament play next week. You'll face Hopkins County Central. Pretty difficult draw, especially over at their place, but you've seen them now, and are you guys – a different team now than when you played them earlier?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that we played them during a time, again, where we thought this is kind of where we were lining up. And we thought, well, you know, maybe that game wasn't just a – it just wasn't a good game. You know, sometimes you know who you are, but you just don't play well. And so we were kind of figuring that out. But we decided to switch some things up a few games after that. And Hopkins Central has become a big-time rival. I remember, so it was 2 years, I believe, once we changed the district that I was head coach. So that would have been 13, sometime right around there. It may have been 3 years after the district realignment. And, you know, obviously coming from a district where we were the favorite most seasons, to then entering in with Madisonville, that was kind of what we wanted to be our rival, and we've tried and tried. You know, luckily we have been able to claim that crown a couple seasons since the realignment. But here lately, in the last 3 to 4 seasons, Hopkins Central has a program that they are building and have built, and they're hungry, and they're looking at us to say that, you know, they're the new rival, and they're the ones looking out for the crown, the district crown. So it is interesting. They're a good team. They are aggressive. They go hard every minute of the field. I fully recognize that, and it's a game that if we don't come out ready to play, that we could be on the wrong end of that one. So
we're talking this morning with Lady Tigers soccer assistant coach Derek Fuqua, and talking about the district, of course. Madisonville North Hopkins is, I guess, the big dog, girls and boys in the district.
Right. They have a program, and it's interesting because, you know, I've coached travel ball and different things for many years, and they have a club there in Madisonville that doesn't appear to be as to the caliber of some of the other ones around, but once they hit the high school level, I can only assume that a lot of their players are playing at clubs in different areas, and then they come to high school and play. Obviously, their girls coach under John Tishner, who was their longtime boys coach for a long time successfully, him and his daughter and one of the alumni from Madisonville are coaching that team. And they, if he's over there at the helm, they're going to be a tough squad on the girls' side to beat. I'd venture to say it doesn't matter gender, whatever team he's coaching, they're going to be good. And then the boys, obviously, they've got something good going over there as well. I think a lot of their players are heading down to Bowling Green in the offseason playing travel ball and stuff down there. But yeah, I mean, all the respect in the world for Coach Tishner and what he's done coaching across the state. And there was a tight game. I seen the scoreline the other day. I believe it was 2-2 with Madisonville and UHA. UHA has always been one of those teams that they're tricky. And right now they're looking as good as they've ever have, and knocking off Henderson. And so, you know, from a regional aspect, if we do well enough to get to the regional aspect, we've got our work cut out for us there as well. And even in the other district, Trigg, Line, and Crittenden, whoever comes out of there, we took a loss from Trigg and tied Line. So it's an interesting dynamic all the way around. If we're gonna be successful this postseason, a lot of it's going to rely on our shoulders and whether or not we want to come out and really put forth the effort and want to play.
Yeah, the thing that always impresses me about the Madisonville teams is every year it seems like they have 7, 8, 9 seniors that they graduate, and you think, well, they won't be as good next year. But then the next year they have 7, 8, or 9 kids that are just as good as the ones that left.
Right, and one of the big things is in the years past we have beat them at the JV level, and you think you start – it's hard not to think that, okay, well, those are going to be the same kids and, you know, it will continue to get better. But the minute they hit the varsity level, it's like, I don't remember that kid.
Yeah.
And it's the same kid. It's just that there's something, I don't know, maybe I get somebody sneaking and watching practice or something, what's going on. But definitely Tischner, like I said, he's got it figured out, and all respect in the world to him. But, you know, we've got a team now where here at Caldwell that – we have some excitement. We've got a lot of speed, and if we come in hard-nosed, ready to play, I'd still line us up with Madisonville, Henderson, UHA, yeah. Anybody. If we come wanting to win, yeah. So.
Okay, now the important question I always like to ask coaches when they're in here: what are your thoughts on the state of high school soccer right now, and what would you do, if anything, to make the game better?
Oh, well, I mean, I'm a fan of classing soccer. Now, I don't know if that will happen, but, you know, it is hard. You know, we talk about Madisonville, and we have beat them a couple times, but I think when you look back at the majority of the majority of years, you know, you look at McCracken County's girls over in Paducah, they're having a really good year. Marshall County's girls are always perennial powerhouses in soccer. You know, Murray falls into that category, but they're on a you know, they're a smaller school, so they're kind of the exception. UHA is kind of up
but in
and
a
down.
Larger county. Same thing for UHA, small private school, but they're in Christian County, and there's a lot of population to pull from.
Right, right. And you know, of course, UHA being private, and you know, however, you know, paid tuition, and I don't know what the actual classification is, but regardless, you know, they can. So it is interesting that once you stack up to a lot of these larger schools, you can't help but think that there is resources in the form of population, yeah. that may give them the advantage. But, you know, at the time right now, the biggest thing about soccer and about sports in general is just the camaraderie and the sport and the things that you can learn from the team sports. And that's one thing that drew me as a coach. I think as an adult now, looking back as a player, that's probably one thing that drew me there. So, you know, we can talk about the wins and losses, and ultimately in 20 years, for the most part, with the exception of a few, most of those won't be remembered. It's going to be the players that they played with, the crazy things that happen on the bus rides, or, you know, the making fun of the coaches, which they girls tend to do a lot on on our team. So, you know, it's those times like that really matter the most. So, you know, from a competitive standpoint, I understand that, and I agree that they're probably classing soccer and maybe some of the other sports as well may benefit. You know, as a sport in itself, as a high school coach, the ultimate goal is to build better people. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that really changes any. That's just what do you have in your heart, you know, that God give you the ability to not only coach these kids, but, you know, gave the kids the ability to play and to acknowledge that, recognize that, and grow as people. So,
yeah, no doubt. Well, I appreciate you coming in today and making some time for us. I do have one other little quick thing, though. Somewhere I've got a photo of you, and you're dressed up as a tiger.
Yes, yes. That's
maybe it's from when you were in high school.
That would probably be, and who knows? Maybe before I get out of coaching, I might have to see if I can't come across another tiger outfit.
Wow.
One of the things that's become an issue. Of course, I think I was voted most school spirit in high school, and I donned the mascot outfit a few times at some basketball games and soccer games as well, girls games, but you know, it's kind of become a thing during senior nights and banquets. I kind of have an outfit for everything, yeah. So girls kind of have grown to expect it, and so who knows? The hard thing is I've got to one-up myself every time,
oh, yeah.
So it becomes a task from time to time. But yeah, it's you put a mask on in a tiger outfit, and you can do all kinds of things. Nobody
yeah.
knows who it is until you
yeah.
tell on yourself.
Yeah.
So.
Well, again, thanks for coming in this morning. Good luck to you guys tonight, and we'll see you over at the district tournament next week.
Awesome. Thanks, Todd.
That's Lady Tiger assistant coach Derek Fuqua, a former head coach of the Caldwell County soccer program. Need to get to a break on the show. Back with more after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Now's the time to make sure you and your family are financially taken care of for life. Call Josh Ray with Woodman Life at 270-625-0307.
Your weather, Edge Weather Center forecast. Showers remain likely through the morning hours. They should taper off by the afternoon. We'll see that high of about 83 today. A lingering chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, down to around 61. Sunshine and 85, the high through your weekend. But again, showers likely through the morning hours today. We'll see that high of 83.
Hi, this is Jim Lancaster with H&R AgriPower. For a limited time, take advantage of 0% financing for 84 months on new Case IH Farmall tractors. Now is the time to get a great deal on a new tractor that works as hard as you, Case IH Farmall. Whether you're mowing, baling, feeding, loading, you name it, we have the tractor for you. Stop by and see us at H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville today and talk to our sales team about the limited time financing offer you don't want to miss.
While supplies last, customers must qualify for program with CNHI Capital.
If you really enjoy the stories you hear on Traveling the Bluegrass, we'd like to invite you to listen to the whole visit uncut. Just type youragedge.com into your browser. You'll find Traveling the Bluegrass uncut stories in long form, so you don't miss a thing. You'll also find lots of ag news and farm pictures from across the Commonwealth. You can also find all the Kentucky communities that Traveling the Bluegrass can be found. Remember to visit youragedge.com.
As a bank that's been part of the Caldwell County communities for almost 140 years, we've seen many changes. As we celebrate First Southern's first 40 years as an organization, we know any achievements we have had are because of the customers we worked alongside. We affirm our commitment to the shared values that brought us here. We look forward to spending the next 40 years and beyond serving you. For more information, visit fsmb.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At YourSportsEdge.com, we strive every day to continue to bring you the gold standard in high school sports coverage with more on your teams and your players.
Where did it show up there?
And while they are not gold, those crystal awards we have won for doing what we love to do are pretty cool too.
That's something you see every day.
The Kentucky Broadcaster's Best Digital Product Award winner.
Ball game over.
YourSportsEdge.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Thanks a lot for tuning in this morning, and we appreciate Derek Fuqua for coming in and talking soccer with us this morning. Changing gears now, we've got the voice of the Lyon County Lions on the phone with us this morning. Aaron Clayton joins us now on the Sideline Report. And Aaron, good morning. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me, Con. I greatly appreciate it.
No problem. Ran into you on the golf course the other day.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun out there. I was over there supporting and covering both Travis Perry as an individual for Lyon County as well as the team for Marshall County. Marshall County team very fortunate, able to qualify as a team to move on to next week's finals at Bowling Green. Travis had a pretty rough front nine, but was able to really turn it around on the back nine. Unfortunately, by that time, too far back to get where he ended on the cutoff line. Still, though, had a very successful to that tournament and a very successful year in just his second year of Varsity Golf Action, so I was glad to see him play and do so well, and now move on to the main sport in his life and his teammates' life, and that's basketball, starting up here in the next couple of months.
Yeah, I was going to say, how prepared are you for basketball season, and what kind of road trips do you have lined up for this year?
Oh, man, and it's going to be unreal, much like last year. Now, last year, again, it was mainly around this state. We're finally getting out of the Commonwealth, which I love being here, but for the last dozen-plus years I've been doing Lyon, we've had very few games out of the Commonwealth of Kentucky. We've had a couple in Illinois and Tennessee, but that's pretty much been it. This year we're going all over the country. Not going back to King of the Bluegrass anymore, even though we've had a really great run there in a very prestigious tournament in Louisville. Instead, we will be going to the City of the Palms in Fort Myers, Florida, for two games down there and a week-long little vacation for the guys right as soon as the Christmas winter vacation begins, right before Christmas. So we're getting to go to the City of the Palms. We are going back to the Lexington Catholic Holiday Tournament after Christmas that we had a very good run in last year and took a third place overall in that tournament with a great comfort behind win against Mason County and double overtime. So we're doing that again. We also, of course, are going, and what I'm, in my opinion, is the most exciting trip, even beyond going to Florida, is we're going to the old Wayland High School in Floyd County, play Floyd Central, and the throwback game with the throwback jerseys in the gym that until last year hadn't been used in 50 years, the home of King Kelly Coleman, now the second all-time leading scorer in state history behind Travis. So Travis getting to play in that gym against Floyd Central, that's going to be really special. And it's also going to be a doubleheader on the 16th of December with the girls getting to play Floyd Central first. We're also going to go to Mizzou. Second weekend of the year, we're going to the University of Missouri in Columbia. And both teams are going to play over there. And go to Missouri. We're going to go to Florida. We're going to go to Lexington. We're going to go to Wayland. So right now, it's just that's the main tournament. And again, that pretty much takes up over half your season. You have to expect, and again, expect it. Can't predict it, but you have to expect that you can make a big run in the All-A, possibly all the way to the finals in the state. That's seven games right there. All the district games you have to play. We're also in Hoop Fest as well this year, playing a very good Whitehaven team from Memphis. So it's going to be a legit, not just top 25 state schedule, but a nationally ranked schedule again this year. So it's going to be very busy, to say the least.
Yeah, I did not realize that the Wayland trip was actually girls and boys. So, you know, finding out things this morning.
Yeah, doubleheader. Same thing for the Mizzou trip, which will be right around that same time period. So, I'm glad the girls getting involved with that. They're also getting to go back to Bourbon County this year when the boys go to Lexington like they did last year. So, therefore, the boys and girls are getting to travel more so together this year for those tournaments in December and January.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited about that trip to Wayland. That seems like it's a great opportunity for Lyon County. And, you know, there's kind of a theme going on this year. Lyon County is going to go to Wayland and play in the old gym there. Kiowa County and Crittenden County are going to play a scrimmage at the Fredonia Gym on November 11th. And, of course, I know you'll like this one. Murray State University is playing an exhibition game November 1st at Racer Arena, Old Racer Arena.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's great to see these nostalgia traditions get brought back. People love it. Whether you want to admit it or not, nostalgia is huge in this community. Just for the history of basketball and then, of course, the heritage of those old gymnasiums, old high schools that no longer exist, or old playing courts that, again, you've not used in 30, 40 years. And I love it for Murray. I love it for the Fredonia gym getting used and then going to Wayland. I'd love to come out and see that game at Fredonia. As again, when I came over to Region 2 to call basketball, the schools are as they are now. I came over in 2011. Everybody had consolidated by that time, the most recently being Providence, going into Webster County. So again, all those old gyms, while I love the gyms I go to, love Caldwell's gym, love Hopkins Central's, love Webster County's. Webster County's always fun to go to. It's got an old Hoosier style vibe, the way that one's built, and love being in Jason White Gym in Eddyville every night. But again, it's a lot of fun to get to go to these places that haven't been used in decades.
Yeah, the old gyms just have a lot of character somehow and personality, and I'm not real familiar with the gym at Wayland. I've tried to look up a little bit on it. I know it's a smaller court, which will be interesting because, you know, I know the Lions and a lot of teams like to get the ball up and down the floor. Well, there's not as much floor to get it up and down in some of these small gyms.
That's true. Again, the sidelines are pretty much non-existent. Sometimes the baselines are non-existent. I do remember hearing the stories of Providence. You almost could run into a pole if you weren't too careful on that gymnasium floor. A lot of these have the old markings where, again, you have three lines near half court to realize, okay, which one do I need to go over to make sure I don't have a backcourt violation. So, again, it will take getting some, accustomed to be able to realize, okay, this is what I got to do, this is what I can't do, and we got to go by this, because the main thing is still why it's nice to be there. You want to win every game you play.
Yeah, you mentioned the Wayland trip. Are they wearing throwback uniforms for that game? Is that what you said?
From what I'm understanding, that is the case on that game. Again, there's a throwback game there. You know, you got the game, the scrimmage that y'all have at Fredonia. I believe Marshall County's playing in a Heritage throwback game later this year, too. But, yes, from what I understood, last year they provided old jerseys for the two teams that played, which was Floyd Central, of course, the home team. So they had the Wayland jerseys, and they played Hindman. Again, that's the old jersey for not Central. So that's what I assume that we'll do this year. So that means most likely you'll be seeing Catawba Lions jerseys that game at Wayland. So that's what I'm assuming they're going to do. Again, I'm not 100% sure, but I've been hearing that they're going to keep doing that from what they did last year. And Catawba would be the most obvious choice for being the Lions. Of course, jumping Joe Foulkes, being a Catawba graduate. And again, no, and that's no disrespect to the Eddyville Tigers. They'd be fine if they wanted to go back and wear those one night. But again, Catawba Lions, at least in their time period, had a little more success in Eddyville, so I would assume that would be what they would go with.
Yeah, the throwback game we're doing in Fredonia. Caldwell County is going to be Fredonia, and Crittenden County is going to be Francis, so that'll be pretty cool. And, of course, I wish we could go really old school and have the players be numbered like 55 and 66 and 77 and 88, but I know we can't do that anymore.
No, that would be kind of a little too much to try to comprehend and remember who's who, and those, it's already bad enough sometimes trying to get rosters that are correct. That would make it even worse that night, but it would be neat to see, again, anything that's going back to an old-school type game. Again, this state, they love basketball. We've been playing it on an organizational front for over 100 years, and so there's a lot that's happened in that 100-year time period, and it's going to be a lot of fun when those games do come along. But again, at the end of the day, the main goal for Lyon County wants to have fun and remember some history is to win those games, to get them prepared to hopefully go back to the state tournament for the third consecutive year and possibly win the state tournament.
Well, as you look at the second region this upcoming season, who are going to be the main challengers to that three-peat for Lyon County?
Again, probably the usual customers, usual suspects that have been the last few years, Hopkinsville with Antonio Williams, Darrell Bateman in Christian County. You know, UHA's always got some great athletes as well. I'd say that District 8 is going to be your main go-to. Not going to count out Madisonville or Henderson, but I would say your biggest challenge will probably come from the county of Christian, I would say, down the stretch, which has been the last couple of years. They played Hopkinsville in the finals both years. They played Christian County two out of the last 3 years in the region tournament, getting beat a few years ago, or not getting beat, but again, barely winning at home, lost to Hopkinsville a few years ago. So those have been the biggest challengers, and not to say that Madisonville or Henderson or even some other team won't step up and beat, but until I see something different, that's who I would go with, is the teams from Hopkinsville.
Yeah. One thing I don't think we've ever seen in high school basketball before that I can recall is a player entering his senior season as the state's all-time leading scorer. But, you know, Travis Perry was able to get to that mark last season.
Yeah, I mean, unless Keen Kelly Coleman already had the record at the time whenever he came out of the 55 season into 56, again, there's been nobody since 1956 for sure, because nobody's broke the record. And nobody's really came close. He only had another scorer that was over or right near that 4,000-point mark. So, again, that, and then again, after that, had to score 337 more points to even get to that. So a lot of pressure's off from that end. It still doesn't mean there's not going to be pressure, but the individual aspect is off on that. Again, he still can break the free throw record all time in the state. I think he needs 47 more free throws, but he's already broke the three-point record. He's already broke the all-time field goals made and attempted record. So, and again, he's almost got 1,000 rebounds as well, and I don't have the official stats on his steals and assists, but I'd say they'd be pretty high as well. So not just scoring, but he's going to be top percentile among all categories offensively besides rebounds in state history, and that, I guarantee, has never happened.
Yeah, he's probably also helping Lyon County set some attendance records, because a lot of people are following Travis, and it seems like everywhere he goes, a lot of people follow.
Yeah, I talked to his dad, of course, at the golf tournament. We had about 4 or 5 hours to chat in between holes, and he said, I'm already getting calls from various college coaches again, which makes you assume if they're wanting to still come out and see him, you got to wonder how long that decision will wait until Travis does make his decision on what college he will go to. And whatever he goes to, I know he will succeed at. There's no doubt in my mind. But again, when you have around 25 Division I offers, there's a lot to take into account. Again, you've had a ton of different schools that have visited multiple times, either in Eddyville or at other gymnasiums, especially last year and even the year prior to that a little bit, including Coach Cal, of course, at Dolphin Springs. Coach Painter came a lot from Purdue, staff from Western Kentucky and Cincinnati, Missouri. Even Jerry Stackhouse from Vanderbilt came during the region championship game this past year. So that's just to name a few. So I got to wonder how long that will be. I think Travis has mentioned to many people, you know, he'd like to make that decision early, either in the season or even before the season starts. So we'll see if that happens. Either way, I want him to be able to put that behind him and not worry about that, because, again, him and his teammates, their ultimate goal until March is to win these high school basketball games. And then what comes after that, come what may, it's great for Travis and great for the other guys as well. Brady Shoulders most recently got an offer to play at Air Force Academy out in Colorado. for basketball, as well as Jack Reddick got an offer from Kentucky Christian Academy most recently, and I'm sure more offers will be coming his way as well here very soon.
Yeah, you would think, and I don't know if they've definitely set a time for this yet, but Travis has kind of said that maybe he'd like to get that out of the way before the season starts. And, you know, when I was going to the state first-round golf tournament Tuesday down at Calvert City, as I pulled in, I saw this huge gallery following this one group, and I was like, that has to be Travis's group right there because there's just so many people.
Oh, yeah.
And I think he had the largest gallery, that foursome, of anybody that day.
Oh, absolutely. I was with that the majority of the day. And, again, and credit to the other three golfers that were in his group. They each had parents or coaches that were with them. But, I mean, there was no doubt that with them being the last group of the day, on top of that, that, again, it was easy to follow that group. You know they're going to be the last to tee off at 10:30 that morning. And, I mean, it just was. It was just a barrage of people, just a huge mass of humanity just going from one hole to the next over an 18-hole period. And Travis, of course, had a great response, not just from other people colleges wanted to see, but just from the community at large. There was at least 15, 20 different people at points and times of the day from Lyon County to come out and see him that weren't just family and teammates.
Yeah, Travis was actually runner-up a week earlier at the regional tournament. And when you talk about golf and Travis Perry, that's not really a sport that I think he spends a lot of time working on. You know, I mean, he's playing basketball pretty much year-round. So the fact that he can go out and compete in the region, and a lot of people thought he would advance on to the state final rounds in golf. So, I mean, that's just a credit to his athleticism overall.
Again, it was just near misses that cost him, or he would have qualified. Again, he was shooting well off the tee. Had just one or two out of bounds. The rest of them, again, were just unfortunately short putts that just didn't go in. That was four or five strokes right there that was the difference in him qualifying for next week. As we said, his back nine, had he done that on the front nine, he'd have finished in the top five. So he has the talent. Again, it was just a rough start on that front nine, that hard stretch there of holes at Calvert. So he was on hole number 10 and going on through 18 before making the turn on hole number one. So, unfortunately, it does end. But, again, I say it wouldn't matter what sport he'd play, he'd be successful in it. There are folks from Caldwell County around there like, boy, I'd love to see him. You know, he could play football for us. Or, of course, he played baseball in middle school. I said if we have a bowling team or had a chess team, he'd still be great at it. It wouldn't matter. Because he's just a natural-born, gifted athlete, and he also puts everything he has into whatever he does, and is so focused mentally and physically that he can achieve whatever he wants to.
Yeah, it's going to be a wild senior season for Travis and the Lyon County Lions this season, and, you know, if he does announce before the season starts, whatever school he goes to, you're going to see those fans at every game all year.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm not saying this is where he's going, but I've got friends up in West Lafayette, Indianapolis area, that are huge Purdue fans. Again, Purdue has been heavily following Travis and trying to get him to come play for Coach Painter. Been a very successful team, especially in the regular season. One of the best teams year in, year out. But I know some guys that are like, win some games, we want to come see him. We want him to come to Purdue. Then, I mean, of course, you got all the Kentucky fans. Vanderbilt's been hard after him lately. I think Cincinnati, the other Big Ten schools like Indiana, Michigan, Western is never out of the question. An in-state school as well like Kentucky. So either way, you're going to see a lot of flocking people from wherever they may be to be able to get out and come see him play while they get the chance. Because, again, a lot of these gyms are pretty small, so you got to get there early if you want to even have a chance to get in the building, especially Wayland. Those tickets will be sold out in no time. If you want to travel to Eastern Kentucky, they better get those pretty quickly.
Well, I said when we set the game at Fredonia for Caldwell and Crittenden that the only negative is one of the reasons you want to have those games is you can't get a lot of people in those gyms. And, you know, I know there's probably going to be 2,000 or 3,000 people that want to see those, but the gym being small is part of what makes it, you know, such a great opportunity to have a game there. And it kind of has that throwback feel is that you're in that small little gym.
Yeah, it's going to be really something to be a part of. Again, these gyms I've only heard about. I've not been in. I mean, I enjoy the games we go to, and a lot of the gyms in Region 2 that are pretty old, even some of the new ones. Again, they just have that atmosphere because the people make the gym. Yeah, the aesthetics are nice to look at, and again, just have that character, as you said. But if it doesn't have the people in it, it doesn't mean anything. And again, that's been a mainstay in Region 2 basketball and the Kentucky high school basketball for many, many years, is the people coming out to see the games, and that's why it's so important. If they didn't come out to begin with, these games would have no meaning.
Yeah. Well, good luck to Lion this season as they go for three straight. Good luck to you on the broadcast. And do want to ask you one more thing, though, or bring up one more little topic real quick. Our St. Louis Cardinals have kind of had a season to forget, but, hey, we did get Wainwright to 200 wins.
That we did, and I got to be there. Thanks to my lovely wife for allowing me to go that night. We were just coming back from Gatlinburg, so I think we drove around 730 miles on that Monday. Again, with unfortunately the team not doing well, tickets are pretty cheap, so we got to sit pretty close to the field. And what you know it, we got to sit right next to Jenny Wainwright, the wife of Adam Wainwright, and Julie, my wife, who went over and hugged her after the win. I didn't even see it. So that would have been nice to know, but she was sitting next to her, as was I, next to his brother, Matthew Wainwright. So we were right there behind home plate, about 20 rows off the field, about 10 or so rows off the green seats, and it was just amazing to be a part of. Very emotional night. I won't lie. I shed some tears. I followed Wainwright his entire career. He is my favorite player. He'll always be my favorite baseball player. So to be there for win number 200 and now knowing that is the last time he will ever pitch.
Yeah, it's tough when you have a rough season like that, but things will get better. Aaron, I appreciate you coming on the show this morning, and again, good luck to you guys as the basketball season approaches.
All right, thanks a lot, Tom.
That's Aaron Clayton, the radio voice of the Lyon County Lions over on WCCK Radio. Appreciate him joining us here on the Sideline Report this morning. We need to get to a timeout on the show, but we'll come back and have more after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Now's the time to plan your future. Contact Woodman Life Craig Smiley, 1009 West Main Street, Princeton, 270-365-6111.
Your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast. Showers remain likely through the morning hours. They should taper off by the afternoon. We'll see that high of about 83 today. A lingering chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, down to around 61. Sunshine and 85. The high through your weekend. But again, showers likely through the morning hours today. We'll see that high of 83.
We're your locally owned Benjamin Moore retailer. We're your store for quality with brilliant and durable paints in a variety of sheens and thousands of colors. We're your store for service with one-on-one advice for contractors and homeowners. We're your local experts, and we're here to help with all your painting projects. Benjamin Moore at Joiner Hardware on Main Street in Princeton.
At Goodwin Insurance, they select their insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with the agents at Goodwin Insurance, you can count on receiving fast, courteous professional service with quality protection. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
It's a proven fact. Going on vacation is really good for your health and happiness. But if money is holding you back from sandy beaches, the mountains, or relaxing by the pool, then you need to visit ABC Finance. They can help get you to that vacation destination you've been dreaming about. They offer loans from $500 to $15,000, and decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour. Your dream vacation is within reach with help from ABC Finance.
This is Todd Morris at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Savannah Seymour at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make the loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed and walk-ins are welcome. We can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
At ABC Finance, you're more than a credit score. Helping you get a handle on your finances is what we do best.
Learn more about us at abcfinanceonline.com and be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community information.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Thanks a lot for tuning in this morning. We do appreciate Derek Fuqua, Caldwell County Lady Tigers Soccer Assistant Coach, for coming into the studio this morning and being with us. And also thanks to Aaron Clayton for joining us on the phone this morning. He's the voice of the Lyon County Lions. Appreciate both of them talking with us. We've got volleyball action on the air tonight here on WPKY. The Lady Tiger volleyball team will host Hopkins County Central for 7th District action at the Community Activities Building. And we'll have that for you tonight here on WPKY 1580 AM, 103.3 FM at WPKYonline.com and on the free WPKY app. So be sure and tune in. The Lady Tigers have already wrapped up the number one seed for the 7th District volleyball tournament, which is coming up
in a couple of weeks. That puts them into the championship game of the district and also assures them of a berth in the second region tournament, which this year will be held at the Community Activities Building. So Caldwell County gets to host region volleyball this season. Both Caldwell County soccer teams in action tonight. The Tigers will go on the road to Callaway County to finish up the regular season. The Lady Tigers just added a game last night with Union County. That game is at Union. As we talked about earlier on the show, that will be the Bravettes senior night. The Bravettes were originally scheduled to host St. Mary out of Paducah tonight, but St. Mary had to pull out of that game. So Caldwell County jumping in and doing a favor for the Union County girls soccer program so they could have senior night tonight. So Lady Tigers carrying an 8-7 record up to Union County. A win make them 9-7 and would guarantee them a winning record this season. For soccer teams, the district tournament is coming up next week. 7th district action is over at Hopkins County Central. Things start Tuesday night. Girls and boys will play that night, the semifinal game. It's Caldwell County and Hopkins County Central in both games. And then the winners of Tuesday advance to next Thursday's championship games. The teams from Madisonville North Hopkins are the number one seeds in soccer this year. And coming up Friday night, the first district game of the season for the Caldwell County Tiger football team. It's a big one. The Tigers host Mayfield out at Tiger Stadium. Mayfield 4-1 on the season. Tigers still looking for their first win. Kickoff time at 7 o'clock. And, of course, we'll have all the action for you right here on WPKY Friday night. Our broadcast coverage begins with your Sports Edge Football Friday at 5:30. We'll have the coaches show at 6. The Tiger pregame show about 6:30, then kickoff at 7 o'clock as the Tiger football team Friday night hosts the Mayfield Cardinals out at Tiger Stadium. That's going to wrap us up this morning on the Sideline Report. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.